USA News. I'm Julio Flores. The U.S. is in the strongest position in decades to compete with China. That's what President Biden said during his State of the Union address. Biden says he's committed to working with China where it can advance American interests, but warned he will act to protect U.S. sovereignty if necessary, alluding to his decision to shoot down a suspected Chinese spy balloon last week. He added that winning the competition with China should unite all Americans. A federal judge is rejecting a proposal to modify the bail conditions for Sam Bankman-Fried. U.S. District Judge Lewis Kaplan didn't provide a reason for the denial and said a hearing remains scheduled for the disgraced crypto king on February 9th. The 30-year-old has been out on a $250 million bond since pleading not guilty to looting billions from the now bankrupt FTX. The denial comes despite an agreement between Bankman-Fried and prosecutors to address potential witness tampering concerns. Many employees at Delta Airlines are getting another raise. This time it's worth 5%. A previous 4% pay hike was implemented last May. CEO Ed Bastian said this is truly a remarkable achievement, given how much money the airline lost during the pandemic, especially early on. Ground workers and flight attendants will start to be paid more on April 1st. Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts is excited and honored to be a part of the first Super Bowl to feature two African-American quarterbacks.
Like I said, it's a very historic moment. It's historic. And for everyone that has laid the foundation before me, it's transcendent.
Speaking to the media on Tuesday ahead of Sunday's big game against the Chiefs, Hurts says he also hopes to inspire young quarterbacks of the future to reach for their goals. As far as the game, Hurts says it's important for him and the team to stay focused on the details and not get distracted from all the hype.
Playing games like this is about the details. It's about, you know, eliminating external factors, things that don't matter, and focusing on what's important.
This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Over 50 million adults are expected to bet around $16 billion on the Super Bowl. That amount is roughly 20% of the U.S. population and would be a record for the amount of people betting on the big game. This is in part to states like Kansas, Ohio, Maryland, and Massachusetts, who have all launched online sports betting since the last Super Bowl. The money projected for this Sunday's game between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs is more than double the amount of money bet on the game last year. Super Bowl 57 kicks off Sunday. Tony Hawk is honoring Tyree Nichols. The skateboarding legend announced that he'll be donating half of the proceeds from his limited edition autograph cards to the Tyree Nichols Memorial Fund. There are plans to use money from the fund to build a skate park in Nichols' honor because he loved skateboarding. The 29-year-old died days after he was beaten by Memphis police during a traffic stop. Josh Sills of the Philadelphia Eagles won't be playing in the Super Bowl after his indictment on rape and kidnapping charges. Sills has been placed on the commissioner's exempt list, barring him from participating in any team travel or activities. The rookie offensive lineman was indicted in Ohio last week. The state attorney general there says the counts against him were from an incident in December 2019 where Sills allegedly engaged in non-consensual sex and held a woman against her will. The NFL says the matter is being revealed under its personal conduct policy. The death toll from a massive earthquake in Turkey and Syria is rising at a rapid pace. At last report, well over 7,000 people were dead. Thousands more are injured in both countries. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.